This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working tonight on the Third Watch, thank you so very much for all that you're doing out there. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and we've got our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, we have, from founderscode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, before we get started, somebody just called in here. I'm going to take the call, and then we'll get on to what we're going to get on to. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Matt, my name is Claire, and I'm really sorry to interrupt Denise. I've been trying to call you for a few minutes. I had the wrong number. I was talking to my daughter this morning, and, you know, this thing about Joe Biden and what he's setting up, it sounds to us, it reminds us of 1939 Europe and the days while Hitler was setting up. And, you know, what can be done? What can be done about this thing that we know is going to be a disaster for this country? Any ideas? And I'm going to hang up and listen. Thank you.
Okay, well, yeah, and I'm going to get to that right now, because under the Constitution, Article 2, Section 1, Subparagraph 2 of the United States Constitution, state legislatures have the sole authority to select their representatives to the Electoral College, which does provide that critical safeguard against voter fraud and election manipulation. Now, state legislatures are uniquely qualified in position to hold hearings on election irregularities and fraud before electors are chosen. That is going to take place right now in Pennsylvania, in Arizona, and in Michigan. We're starting today. A group of delegates from the Pennsylvania State Senate and a subcommittee will be holding a hearing in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Now, Rudy Giuliani is going to be the one there presenting a case with fraud and this, that, and the other. Then on Monday, November 30th, Arizona, the same thing. Then on Tuesday, December 1st, in Michigan, the same thing. And this is what Jenna Ellis said. This was the official statement from this the Trump legal team. We are pleased that the state legislatures in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Michigan will be convening hearings to examine the November 3rd presidential election. There were serious irregularities. We have proof of fraud in a number of states, and it's important for all Americans to have faith in our electoral process. All we've wanted from the outset is to count every legal vote and discount every illegal vote. That's where I'm at with that. That's where it can go, the state legislatures. But go ahead, Denise.
I think her question was dealing with the Biden administration and the people that he is choosing. And I would suggest it was a big invitation to look at some of these people. Now, we clearly know enough about John Kerry. At least we think we do. But John Kerry's position as climate change czar does not require Senate confirmation. Many of these others do. I'm not terribly disturbed about Janet Yellen, so I think that one's pretty safe.
Mm-hmm.
But some of these others, and I would certainly include, by the way, in a big way, Tony Blinken.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tony Blinken has got a very close relationship with none other than Hunter Biden.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he had several meetings with Hunter over the Burisma thing. So I would suggest looking at that one very carefully. Another one is Jake Sullivan. And that one's pretty disturbing, too. We have some in there that are really anti-Israel,
mm-hmm.
and a very pro-Palestinian. And the reason that we have these peace agreements that are happening is because many of these other Middle Eastern countries are sick and tired of the Palestinians being at the core,
yep.
of the unrest in the Middle East.
Very
so
true.
Mm-hmm. I would be looking at some of these, including John Kerry, who are really anti-Israel, anti-Semites. Then we have some others that are very much against the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want your mm-hmm. fingers to kind of do the walking out there and mm-hmm. look at some of these people and take some notes,
well,
and then get on social media and share with what you have learned.
I'm going to add one. Into the mix suddenly has Hillary Clinton. His name has emerged. She is apparently seeking the defense secretary post.
Well, I think she's nuts. I think
true.
That's myself noise.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, that came out last night, that Hillary Clinton was actively pursuing and negotiating to be the Secretary of Defense. Oh, boy. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at BalanceOfNature.com. Now, if you go over to their website, BalanceOfNature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, you'll be able to save 35% on your order, whatever it is that you might want to order from the website. You can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So if you want to start feeling better and save some money to boot, go to BalanceOfNature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's BalanceOfNature.com. And Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Hello.
We have a caller on the line, and it is our favorite question asker, Bagamon Bob. What's up?
Hello, Captain Denise.
Morning.
Two things. One is on the certification of the ballots and elections that you were talking about earlier, that the state legislatures can decide to direct the electors to go on their, make their own.
They can change. They can change the result if there's been fraud, and it went one way, and they can prove it by whatever means they're going to use, the Giuliani and Ellis and that bunch. Then they can change the vote and hand it to the other candidate, which in this case would be Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, it sure seemed like they had a lot of people, witnesses and software stuff, and just a whole bunch of different things. I don't know all of what was approval. And the other thing that I wanted to ask about is on the vaccine.
Yeah.
It would seem that the they should be willing to take a chance. There's a lot of elderly people and stuff that can be in considerable danger from the virus and stuff. Maybe the vaccine hasn't been totally through every single protocol and all like that. But I would think it would be smarter to take the chance and let us be willing to gamble on the vaccine if we want it. Okay, that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, Denise, it's my understanding that yesterday 35,000 or thereabouts doses of the vaccine went somewhere for the prioritized people, which I believe are first responders.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I believe that I heard that somewhere yesterday.
Yeah, the vaccines go to absolutely the first responders and then the most vulnerable. And it's kind of a threshold from there because, I mean, you're going to have to do it for those that are kind of in essential positions like teachers, and that kind of thing. So, yeah, there are first in line type segments of the population that will be the first receivers of this. Now, we also necessarily need to understand, and I haven't done the work on it yet, but there are vaccines that are already, like, boxed and ready to go.
Right.
It seems as the final signatures are done, which I think is, what, December the 10th or something?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's Pfizer's. Now, theirs are going in those refrigerated things because they have to be at sub freezing temperature.
Minus 90. Mm-hmm.
Well, Moderna and AstraZeneca does not.
Nope.
Moderna has to be refrigerated, but not at those temperatures.
Correct.
So, now, I don't know how it's coordinated on who gets what, because it's kind of, it looks to me like they're kind of different kinds of vaccines based on the chemistry. So I would suggest your listeners kind of take a look at that, but I don't know where the production is on the Moderna and AstraZeneca vaccines, but I would say right around the middle to end of January, which is really right here when you think about it, over the holidays and whatnot, we could have a third of the population pretty easily with a vaccine.
Okay, now we got a question here from Jim, and Jim is on the road right now. He says he's headed west, I-10 across the panhandle. Sounding good, Captain. Appreciate you and Denise. My question is, I heard that one of the Mueller investigators wants to have the Biden Department of Justice investigate and then prosecute President Trump. Can they do that?
Yes.
What do they want to investigate him for?
Good question. But let's not forget that Southern District in New York has had a very long file on Trump. They've been looking at both criminal and civil cases. I don't think that any of this is necessarily over. And I think the reason they kind of called it off is because they knew that they had fixed the election, but that's just me.
Well, that's possible. And the other thing was, I think in New York, part of it was over Trump University, was it not?
No, it was mostly over, what's the word? I've long since forgotten the word, but the emoluments.
The emoluments. Okay, yeah,
yes,
I remember.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and I hope that answered your question. But then again, I knew something was up. I just didn't know what. And the other thing is, get this one. The deployment of high-visibility coronavirus compliance units are coming to a neighborhood near you in Maryland, thanks to Governor Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do?
Well, this is something I've been kind of stomping my feet about for several months. And when and Hogan, is what he's doing is, I guess, sending out people to, teams to kind of say, hey, you're doing this wrong, we're shutting you down kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Quite actually, I would be using it in the reverse, kind of like a team that we're checking to see if you giving you a grade because you are in compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going over and above, because an awful lot of small businesses are in fact going over and above anything that the CDC has come out with, like Theatella Gym in New Jersey. So, I want these people to be graded on, the restaurants and these small businesses. I want them to be given, the good housekeeping grade of approval here, and so they can stay open. These businesses have taken at least two hits now. And, these governors and mayors have a duty to ensure success of their state, which means businesses and people. And when it comes to New York, New Jersey, even some in Maryland for sure, and obviously California, they're not doing that at all. They're not working to say, hey, this is what you need to do so you can stay in business. I know that Governor DeSantis has done that because I have been on those conference calls.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really an outrage, like this cockamamie governor in the state of Maine.
Yeah.
I don't know how far, the reach is in my voice here with your show, but I would be saying, to some of your listeners, call up your governor and say, you're going against the state charter here.
Yeah.
Going against the city charter.
Yeah.
You are to with us to keep us in business.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not doing
it. Now, I had a little chat with our buddy Tom Del Beccaro yesterday, and I said to him, I says, hey, how about that? California's flipped four seats. He says, maybe five. Congressional seats, maybe five.
Maybe more.
Yeah. And the other thing is they stopped counting in New York, in a congressional election down there, not in New York City, but somewhere around New York City, because the Republican was ahead of the Democratic incumbent, and nobody can believe it.
Was that little Max Rose?
Yes.
District where you got the Greek lady,
yep.
Malia Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mallory Talk is definitely one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they stopped counting. They're going to go back and do something. Somebody, it's within the margin of error or something. There's something going on there. I don't know what the something is.
Oh, well, I can't speak to what you're doing.
Well, I just hope that they don't play the game again. All right, well, here comes the music. We'll let you go, and we will talk to you tonight. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of great stuff again. There's a lot of things happening very quickly. Right?
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And remember, 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 it's all about we the people here on this program. And we remember, and we hope you do too. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit record territory on Tuesday, crossing the 30,000-point mark for the first time. The Dow closed the day up 454 points to finish at 30,046. The S&P 500 added more than 1.5%, while the NASDAQ added 1.3% on the day. The Dow's movement also gave Asian markets confidence, with Japan's Nikkei exchange gaining more than a percent in morning trading. The markets in Australia, South Korea, and Hong Kong all also began their days up. President Trump marked the occasion with congratulations for the market and the country. He told reporters that the market movement and the speedy production of COVID-19 vaccines have been remarkable for the United States.
We've never broken 30,000, and that's just despite everything that's taken place with the pandemic. I'm very thrilled with what's happened on the vaccine front. That's been absolutely incredible.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by our friends at National Aviation Academy, where you can get yourself a tremendous career opportunity as a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now make sure you check them out. Listen to what they have to say right here.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, last night in Israel, in Syria, we had a situation where Israel went up against Syria again, against some Iranian and Hezbollah targets. And, of course, Syria right away said what they had to say. But Israel is going to do what they have to protect themselves, and that's exactly what they did. Now, that being said, watch and see what happens in the Middle East now and see if things don't quiet down a little bit or whatever. We're waiting for the Biden camp to hear what they have to say about this, because their reported Secretary of Defense candidate, by the way, could be, and she's trying to get the job, Hillary Clinton Wow. All right. Meanwhile, take a listen to this.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's my pleasure on this military segment today to be talking to a couple of American, I'll call them patriots before I call them heroes, and I'll tell you why. Because I've got Major Scott Husing here with me. He's a retired United States Marine Corps Infantry Major with 24 years of honorable service. Now, he's also got with him his recently named U.S. citizen, Sam, the interpreter. And Sam, congratulations to you for becoming a U.S. citizen.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. It's an honor to be a citizen of this great country.
Well, it's an honor to meet you because I know what you guys have been through, and Scott is going to tell us here in a minute. But Scott, everybody's excited about your book, Echo and Ramadi. I mean, I've got people coming up to me going, man, I can't put the book down. And that's what you want to hear.
Absolutely. We went into this project never really having that as the end state, but I was just honored to be able to tell the story of these young Marines and the families and everything they went through in Ramadi and the things that we still go through today, and that bond and that power of human connection that we share has just been remarkable. And to have support of so many people, it's just amazing me.
Well, the story that you have also starts out as a young enlisted Marine. Now, you enlisted in the Marine Corps, right?
I did.
How old were you?
I was 18, just turned 19 before I shipped off to boot camp.
And you spent several years as an enlisted member of the Marine Corps. You rose through what rank as an enlisted?
I was a corporal, and then at that point I decided that the value of a college education was probably the right path for me, and hung up my rifle for a while and went to college at Illinois State for 3 years. And again, you know, I say 3 years because I think that's significant. I wouldn't have done as well in college had I not gained the discipline as a young Marine that was instilled in me.
Now, did you go through the commissioning process or the Marine Platoon Leaders course or something different?
I went through the traditional officer candidates class, okay. So it was just one session of officer candidate school on Quantico, Virginia.
So now we'll set this up. You're a young lieutenant. You're now in charge of a platoon, right? So they give you your orders, and where's your first assignment?
One of the hidden gems of the Marine Corps in 29 Palms, California, in the high desert. Now, I don't like to say that. I don't know if I say that out loud on the radio because then everybody will be swarming to 29 Palms. But, yeah, it's a pretty unforgiving environment, and I spent just over 3 years in 29 Palms as a platoon commander, a company executive officer, learning the ropes, as most young officers do, but it was a great experience.
When did you get your orders to first go overseas, and where did you go the first time?
Well, the first time was to Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, when I was enlisted. And then subsequently, when I became an officer, I had numerous deployments, not just to combat zones, but also to the Pacific Rim in support of that area of operations. I did some time in Europe with an anti-terrorism unit, with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team as a young captain. Down in the Horn of Africa, doing several exercises and operations down there, and in and out of those countries, traveling all around, and sometimes afloat with the Marine Expeditionary Unit, which is the 911 force of America, so to speak, that we project power with over 2,500 Marines and sailors.
Well, now that leads us to going to Iraq. When did you go to Iraq the first time?
2004 as a captain with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team Company, and we were over there for almost 9 months at the time, and then we came back, and during that time I was over there, my daughter was born, so I left my wife 7 months pregnant in the driveway, Virginia, and then came home to a five-month-old daughter.
Well, let's fast forward now to Ramadi, because somewhere along the line you picked up this young man over here, Sam, who became your interpreter, one of your best friends. Tell us how that got started.
Well, when we were thrust into Ramadi in 2006 during the surge strategy, it was essential that we had interpreters. And I think this is something we learned along the way. I don't recall it being a part of everyday practice throughout the war up until that point. And we really figured out it was a critical vulnerability. So Sam was one of many interpreters that was assigned to my company, and we pulled them from contract companies. But before they got there, they had been subjected to the same brutality of the insurgency, having their homes burned down, threats of murder, kidnapping, intimidation. And Sam can attest to this. This isn't just urban legend. I mean, these things happened.
Yeah, Sam, tell us about your involvement with the Marines with Scott's company.
Well, in 2006, exactly, sometime around July, the terrorists, they came to my house, my parents' house, and they dropped an envelope with a letter inside of it and a bullet It says, infidelity, you have 24 hours to leave, otherwise you'll be beheaded. And that was during the Civil War when it started in Iraq. So I come from a wealthy family, used to be a wealthy family. I didn't need even to work. But then we pretty much lost everything. My dad lost almost everything. And my friend Ford, and he was my neighbor, and we grew up together. He was like, hey, man, we lost everything. We have to do something about it. And I'm like, sure. There was only pretty much two options for me. Three options, to be exact. One is sit and do nothing. And the second option is grab my dad's gun and go outside to the terrace and try to shoot them. And I'm pretty sure they will shoot me before even I get the chance. Or I would get shot by Americans because they will see a kid carrying a gun. And the third option would be working with Americans and helping them get against the terrorists. So that was the goal. I signed up with Americans, and when I signed up with the contracting company, they were like, hey, we got many places where we can send you to. I'm like, sure, you got it. And like, they like, I want to be with the U.S. Marines.
Well, on behalf of a grateful nation and my listening audience, we want to thank you very much. We know the difficult job that you interpreters have had to do. We're very glad that most of you, Scott, I believe, were able to get out of the country. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've had a lot of success stories like Sam and Ford that came out. And I work with so many veterans with what I do, and there are so many great success stories. Sam's, I think, my shining example, and Ford, too. I mean, he's back in country as a senior-level Department of Defense interpreter now and still serving our country. And I love to say that. It gives me chills to say our country.
And we're going to announce that Sam is a recent new USA citizen. Congratulations for that. We're very proud of you for that.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be part of this great nation.
Well, it's an honor to have you. And we need more like him.
Yeah.
Scott, we need more like him.
Absolutely.
And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to be right back with more with Major Scott Husing, the author of the best-selling book, Echo in Ramadi, and his interpreter, Big Sam, Sam the Man. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Now, I figured it was time that I played that again because that book just gives me chills. Echo in Ramadi, because of what took place there and what the Marines did and what Major Scott Husing did and what Sam did. All the people that laid their lives on the line. And now we're pulling out of Iraq after some 20 years thereabouts. Almost 20 years. But are we really pulling out of Iraq? It doesn't look like it. Especially with this bunch that's coming in, because right away you see what Israel did to protect their area and their sovereignty from the rockets and the missiles that are coming in. All right, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com, which is a wellness product company. You know, if you go over to the website, balanceofnature.com, and you use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, you can save yourself 35% on the product there at balanceofnature.com. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So, whether you prefer to call them on the phone or whether you prefer to go to the internet, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save yourself 35%, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm busy, and it's partially because of what we found out last night from the Trump legal team, which is amazing. They're going to have public hearings, the legislatures and the committees that deal with the election in the states of Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Now, the total of electoral votes involved here is 47. They're going to start today in Pennsylvania, in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Then on Monday, they're going to go to Arizona. Then on Tuesday, they're going to go to Michigan. And in each case, they're exercising what's established already in Article 2, Section 1, Subparagraph 2 of the United States Constitution, where state legislatures have the sole authority to select their representatives to the Electoral College. This could really turn things upside down.
Yeah, it could. I doubt it, Matt, that you're going to find even Republican state legislators willing to try to go against what is the perceived will of the people in their states. So I don't know if we're going to end up seeing that. They're going to have to do a much, much better job trying to convince the general public that there really is something there. Like, I can understand. I can look at the statistics. However, statistics and statistical anomalies is not going to be enough. You almost look at it as circumstantial evidence. Like you couldn't convict somebody for murder just on circumstantial evidence. Well, you could, but it's going to be unlikely. They're going to have to do a better job of getting more information out in order before I see any state legislatures looking to overturn the perceived electoral win within that state.
And therein lies Sidney Powell. Today she files a major suit of some sort. Don't know what it is. We'll have to wait till we find out in the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's, I'm just saying, with this entire story.
Wait a minute. Did I say Pennsylvania? I meant Georgia. Sorry.
Been sitting around just watching. Because again, everybody can go and speculate on what's going to happen, and we're going to have to. We're gonna have to wait and see here. I mean, if she says she's gonna release this Kraken and have all of this evidence, then move forward. Until that point in time, I'm just kind of waiting and seeing.
Well, I'm not making any opinion. I'm just reporting what was said. Today there'll be a major announcement of a lawsuit coming out by Sidney Powell pertaining to Georgia, and we'll just have to see where that goes.
I mean, yeah. Again, we'll see. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what she has.
Now, did you hear about California?
What now?
Well, election-wise, they flipped 4 seats Republican.
Yes.
There may be a fifth. Yes. Maybe a fifth.
Huh. Which one was that?
Orange County, 3 congressional representatives have all gone from blue to red.
I know that, but I didn't know what was the next one was. Is there another election up in the air?
There's one more election in California. Well, actually, there's 1, 2, 3. There's 4 more congressional seats up in the air in California. 4 more.
That's interesting because we also have I think we have 1 or 2 here in New York too. That there's
you do
to the bottom. Yeah.
You do.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just there. It'd be interesting to see more seats flip. I mean, again, that's a. People are, you know, talking about the Georgia Senate race and what happens. And listen, we need to hold on to the,
yep.
the Senate, but
yep.
a lot of people, even Democratic members of the House, know that you know this far left move is just not going to work.
Well, we know that. And then on top of what we're talking about with Sidney Powell, with the Trump team, we've got Judicial Watch, who came out and made a statement last night. They're in some different states with lawsuits. They're in California, they're in Indiana, they're in Kentucky, they're in Ohio, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. And they're also suing in California in Santa Clara County, which is San Jose, for the immigration sanctuary city law.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You get more of these house seats up, I think we'd all be thrilled. To see that, you know, again, you know, try to hold the line as best we possibly can moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's going on in New York with Cuomo? We're hearing all kinds of reports down here.
With what?
He was going to have his mother and his 2 daughters, and now he's not, and now he's moved it, and he's going to go somewhere else, but they're still going to get together, and then he's not, and now he is. What's going on?
Yeah, he. People, it's kind of funny. People got all bent out of shape because he said he was going to have his mom over. His mom is like 89, 90 years old. And why are you doing that? And again, he caved. And, you know, he wouldn't want to look bad because what he's telling everybody else to do. Most people I know are not paying any attention whatsoever to what Cuomo has to say at this point in time. It's just kind of stupid.
Except for the actors that gave him that stupid award.
Again, that's the actors being actors. Actors nowadays, people in Hollywood are, let's be honest, they're cheerleaders for the establishment. That's just who they are.
Okay, here's the headline coming from Fox right now. It just came blasting across. Release the Kraken. Sidney Powell expects to file a massive suit. Blast Georgia over no audit.
Interesting. I'm curious. I'd like to see it. I really would. I got to see the information. I don't know if they put that out yet. I don't know when it's coming out, but I'm going to be looking forward to it.
Here's one for you out of Georgia. Senator David Perdue invites AOC to his state to campaign for his opponent.
Oh, good luck with that. The campaign for his opponent. Yeah, because, again, you're going to keep going that far to the left. I think people might get turned off. But, again, you never know. Like I said, they managed to, let's be honest, they managed to pull off a win for Biden there, as it looks right now, in Georgia. And from what we've heard, they've already got, what's her name there? The one that lost their
Stacey Abrams.
Yeah, I'm sure they got 750,000 mail-in votes already.
No. They've got applications for them. They don't have. They can't submit them until December 7th.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Well, again, we'll see. Again, what we're talking about is you're basically going out and telling people you're ballot harvesting is what you're doing.
But here's the deal, Chris. The envelopes have got to stay with the vote. That's the law, to verify the signature in case they want to check on it later on. We have a number of absentee ballots that were cast in Georgia that the signature envelopes were thrown away. And those votes, by law, should not count, and they were counted.
Again, the law is subjective when it comes to this stuff, it seems like, in these states. And so the legislature steps in. I don't think courts should be allowed ever to be changing law. That's not their job. That's the job of the legislature.
That's true, which is why we were just talking about what we were when we talked about the three state legislatures. Let's see, Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, where the Trump campaign is going to see if they can get this tossed into the state legislature, which is where it would go if they decide to do something different. Okay. How about the Biden picks yesterday for his cabinet?
It's a revolving door there. I got to discuss this weekend on my program. I'm into political philosophy. You can go back to Plato's Republic and where you have philosopher kings running the country, and that's basically what we have now. You saw a whole bunch of people leave MSNBC, CNN, NBC. They're now working within the Biden administration. Same names, same faces, all swamp things.
Yep. All right. Here comes the music. We'll talk about the swamp tomorrow until we find out what Sidney Powell's up to.
Oh, tomorrow, man, I'm taking off.
Oh, okay. That's right. Okay. Well, I'll be here. All right. I'll see you. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. Chris Markowski, and I'll be right back. Colonel Jim Orshak will be right along with us. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.